Welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman, with your host, talk radio host, Fran Silverman. This show is all about cruises, and my guest today is Karen Zion, president of the Cruise People, specializing in leisure travel, cruises, and vacations. Karen began her career at TWA in 1970. She worked at Holiday Inns and various travel agencies around the country before becoming president and CEO of the Cruise People 20 years ago. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fran. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's terrific to have you, because with somebody with 20 years' experience in the Cruise People, you probably know a lot.
Well, I like to think I do.
Okay, now, according to your website, your business is done through independent travel councils. So what I want to know, does this mean that you don't handle individuals?
No, we do. The agency itself does have individual clients and does do group business. But 20 years ago, we found the need in the business to help what was called at that time outside agents, because these people were trying to establish businesses on their own but didn't really have the help they needed from the agencies that they were affiliated with. So being very pro-small business, we put together a whole model where our agents actually work for themselves but not by themselves. They're part of a larger group with a whole back support system behind them. So they're independent business people. Most of them work out of their homes. They have their own business identities, and they have their own clientele.
Are you talking about customers of yours?
No.
People you deal with?
These are, no, these are our agents.
Oh, your own agents.
Right. These are our own agents. Okay.
Oh.
They have their customers. Okay. Just as the office here, you know, like personally, I have my own customers. But
how many people do you have on staff?
On staff in the office itself, there's only two of us. However, we have 25 independent contractors, which are independent travel agents that work for themselves.
Now, I know that you train them. You train agents because you have a program. Did you train these people?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so they came to work for you.
No, they went to work for themselves, but they use us as what's called a host, so that they have a support system behind them, but they work for themselves.
I get you. But in other words, but you said you have 25, so that those 25 people are actually connected with you in some way, aren't they?
Yes, they're connected to us, but they don't work for us. They work with us.
I get you. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this program, what it entails and how much it costs, and for people who want to become home-based travel agents.
Well, our program is a little bit different than a lot of the other programs out there, because we don't just take anybody that says, well, I think I want to be a travel agent. We are looking for people that are very desirous of developing a business, not just, you know, I think I want to be able to get a travel agent rate on a cruise next week. We charge $495, and that includes all of our training. It includes all of the services of the agency and directing them in how to set up their business, you know, anything that they need to make their business successful.
Do you give them leads, or they have to start off on their own?
No, they start off on their own. If we gave them leads, then there would be conflict there with some of the IRS regulations having to do with independent contractors. we follow all of the guidelines of the IRS as far as independent contractor status.
Oh, okay. So is it an internet program? In other words, do they learn on the internet?
They learn on the internet. They learn via telephone. We occasionally do some live sessions, depending upon everybody's availability to come to Florida. We've done seminars at sea for our agents with different cruise lines. You know, it's a mixed bag depending upon what that individual needs to learn. So it's very customizable.
Oh, so how long does it take?
Again, it depends upon the person. I mean, I can have somebody up and running in a week, but if they don't have the time to devote to it, you know, the hours, then it could take a month.
So fast they learn to become travel agents?
Yes. Doesn't mean they know everything, but they will know where to get the tools and find the information that they need. And then we're always available via telephone or email to them.
Yes, well, you're very responsive, I can tell that. Now, all right, well, anybody that's interested, what is actually the website? It's cruisepeople.com.
Yes, it's cruisepeople.com.
Yeah, cruisepeople.com.
Right, and we're really very proud of it because, as you may know, the internet for travel agencies really came to life after 2000, 2001. We have one of the oldest websites out there. Our website has been out there since 95, 96, long time.
Yeah, I was looking at the website, and you state that there are 25 departure points in the U.S. and Canada,
mm-hmm.
and you have a map where they're located. So can you provide the cruise lines and departure dates for all the 25 ports, or does the customer have to do the research?
No, if they were to go in and do the different searches within our website, it will bring up a good amount of the different departure dates and the cruise lines. I'm not saying it's totally, you know, perfect, but we have over 10,000 pages of content on the website.
Yeah, so but in other words, I realize that it can take a long time. Like, I tried a search of celebrity cruises leaving New York City from mm-hmm. 2004, and just for the heck of it. And I found that there were no cruises found. So if you click New York City, the cruise lines appear, and it's overwhelmingly Carnival and Holland America and Norwegian. They tend to go to the Caribbean and Bermuda.
Out of New York, yes, except during the summer when you have Canada and New England.
But in other words, if I wanted to do a search someplace else, what's the fastest way to do a search? By putting in the cruise line that you're interested in, or when you want to leave, or
on our particular website, if there's a cruise line you're interested in or a particular time frame, that's the quickest way to do it. And again, I'm going to say it's not perfect. Okay, but you know, I'm going to tell you the quickest way for somebody to get the information that they want is to call a travel agent. The website can be, you know, the internet can be absolutely daunting for a lot of people. And if say you were an individual that's looking to do a cruise out of New York, you want to go in September, you know, the internet's going to pull up thousands of different things if you type that into, say, a Google search. Where do you start? So your best bet is call a travel agent. Because they have their sources to be able to go to find things much quicker than you're ever going to be able to find them.
I get you. Now, as a travel agent, are you invited on the ships?
Yes, we are.
You are. Lucky you.
Yes. Yes, we do get to see the ships.
Yeah, and I guess being in Florida, you're near the cruise lines, so...
Yeah, we're lucky to be located in Florida, so it's very easy for us to go and inspect all of the ships.
Yeah, because when you become a travel agent, how long does it take where you would get invited?
That depends upon the amount of production that you do, and if you're working with a host agency, you know, how many spaces they have available. And there's different things. You know, a lot of the cruise lines will have ship inspections. They'll have inspections and luncheons. Then they'll have inaugurals when a new ship comes out. And getting invited to the inaugurals is quite different than being able to go to a ship inspection. I mean, a brand new agent can go to a ship inspection, but it's very rare that a brand new agent is going to be invited to cruise for one or two nights as the guest of the cruise line on an inaugural.
What about you? Do you get invited to these inaugurals?
Yes, we do.
You do? So you get to stay overnight?
Yes.
Nice. No, because there's a certain advantage to being a travel agent, because even if you don't go on if you don't get invited on a cruise, you know, a 7-day cruise, you still get to go a short trip, which is very nice.
Yeah,
it's very tempting, I'll tell you.
But, you know, I'll tell you something there, Fran, and this is a misconception. People think, and this is a mistake a lot of agents in the business make, they go on an inaugural cruise, and quite honestly, they spend their whole time partying. Okay? Now, on the other hand, when I go on an inaugural cruise, I have a ship deck plan in my hand. I have a notebook in my hand. I have a camera in the other hand.
Sure.
So that, exactly. And I go to every one of the seminars they have. Okay, it's a job. You know, it may seem glamorous, okay, but it's a job. And if you're going to do your job properly, you have to do your research. And that includes looking at all of those different accommodations on the ship and making notes on those accommodations.
So, you don't only handle ships that are from Fort Lauderdale, do you?
No, we handle cruises all over the world.
And obviously, you get invited on those too.
We have, however, you know, it doesn't pay to go to them, so we wait until a ship gets in this area and then we go see it. Or, you know, since, you know, luckily I have been in the business all the years I have been, and you know, I may know agents in some of the countries where the ships have inaugurated, and ask them, you know, hey, shoot me some pictures, you know, shoot over some details after you're on. Let me know what you think.
Aha. So you use your contacts.
All definitely.
Right, Karen, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll turn to some general questions about cruises.
Great.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll be back. Don't go away.
I won't.
Okay, we're back with Karen. I'm having trouble with your name. Zients. It's Zients, president of the Cruise People at cruisepeople.com. Okay, so now we're going to turn to some general questions. Now,
sure.
Karen, families like to take cruises. I know this. Now, suppose they have a few children of various ages. Which cruise lines cater to all age children, and what should parents and grandparents look for?
Okay, there's most of your mass market cruise lines are going to cater to children of all ages and families. There are some ships with some of the cruise lines that, of course, have more things on them that kids like, you know, like surfing pools, bungee jumping, rock climbing. The thing that families need to look for is a cruise line that has children's programs with age-specific ranges, where my 5-year-old is not in the same group and doing the same things as my 12-year-old.
Well, don't cruise lines do this? I mean, as a matter of course.
Most of them do. There are one or two that don't do it as well. And then, of course, you know, you have your real upscale cruise lines that don't cater to children at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you have children, you go on what, Carnival?
Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian. And the new Norwegian Epic has a water slide with this big bowl that's so much fun. I mean, I couldn't even get my 70-year-old husband out of it.
My husband is 72.
You know, so, I mean...
He went on the water slide, on the Oasis of the Seas, he went on the water slide.
Sure, you know, we're just big kids at heart. But, you know, the cruise lines, the major cruise lines for families that have the slides and the things for children would be Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian.
Uh-huh.
Now, your other cruise lines, Celebrity Princess, Holland America, they all have children's programs. They just don't necessarily have all of the amenities on board that are geared to the children. Like, you know, I mentioned the Norwegian Epic, you know, or you meant the Oasis or Allure of the Seas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these all have, you know, hard goods right on board that say, hey, kids, you know, this is your fun zone.
Yeah, you know, I read in my book, I use the Berlitz's Complete Guide to Cruising and Cruise Ships, 2010,
mm-hmm.
And I read, it said that some cruise lines prohibit babies under 6 months because the strollers clog up the decks. Is this true?
Well, it isn't necessarily that the strollers clog up the decks. But yes, there are a lot of them that do prohibit infants under 6 months of age, but it's more a health issue than anything else. You know, babies under that age are a lot more susceptible to disease. And, you know, when you're on a cruise ship, you're in a close environment. But, you know, the idea that strollers clog up the decks, you know, let me just equate that to going to Vegas. Do you want to be standing at a crap table and get hit in the back of the legs with a stroller?
Well, but you're saying that it's not the strollers that clog up the decks. I mean, that's not the issue.
No, no, it isn't. It's more a health issue than anything else.
Okay. Now, what if you're on a special diet? Now, I looked in the book, and there's no mention of special diets, only if you have an allergy to certain foods, which leads me to believe that it's not easy to find lines that cater to special diets.
Not true at all.
No?
They're all starting to cater to special diets. And depending upon what your need is, we've had a lot of clients that are lactose intolerant, so they need a lactose-free diet. We have diabetics, you know, and there's many things right on the menu that are geared to those individuals. There's vegetarian is becoming more and more popular. Right on the regular menus, you'll find vegetarian entrees. All their travel agent has to do is specifically tell the cruise line what the client needs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can have kosher meals. I'll preface it though and say, and let you know you're basically going to be getting TV dinner style things, but you can have a kosher diet. So the special diets are definitely catered to. No problem with it at all. As are just about any special needs. Have you ever seen a working service dog on the ship?
Okay, so you can get kosher meals, which you said are like TV dinners?
Right, right. but you know, it, depending upon your diet and what you need. But what I was pointing out before, Fran, is that have you ever seen the working service dogs on the ships?
Working service dogs?
Yes. You can be blind and have a service dog and bring that dog on the cruise with you.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that on the Oasis of the Seas, but, you know, I guess...
They allow service dogs on the ships. They set up their own little poop deck area for them, and the dogs go everywhere on the ship with their owners.
All right, well, you know, speaking of poop, what about smoking? You know, when we were on the Oasis of the Seas, smoking is allowed on one side of one deck and one section in the casino. But as we well know, smoke filters beyond the smoking section.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any ships that are completely smoke-free?
Not really, no. Carnival tried it a number of years ago, and it backfired on them. Basically, I think what has to happen is the smokers have to be more considerate and the non-smokers have to stay away from the smoking areas. They are making it, you know, less and less. You know, there are fewer areas for the smokers to go. There aren't any totally non-smoking ships.
Are there some ships where it's less than others? I mean,
yes, there are. I would say on your ships that cater to an older clientele, you will probably find less smoking. But on your mass market ships that cater to, mid age, not really.
Okay, now what about, do you have any tips for packing clothes for different cruises and different climates?
Oh, definitely. Leave your closet at home. People usually pack 2 to 3 times more than they need. The idea is to think double duty. Black goes a long way. You can wear a pair of black pants 2 or 3 times and just interchange tops. If you're going into a colder climate, say you're doing Alaska, even Alaska in the middle of the summer, if you're sitting off a glacier, it gets cold. So you think layers. You know, and it's amazing, people will pack 20 pairs of shoes. You don't need 20 pairs of shoes. You need 3 pairs of shoes. Women do. Women need 3 pairs of shoes. Okay? You need a nice little pair for the evening. You need a pair of sandals, and you need a pair of walking shoes. That's all you need.
Yeah, it's true. You know what I discovered? That we thought, you know, because there's a dress-up night, that you have to bring dressy clothes. But the thing is that if you don't go into the dining room and you go into one of the other restaurants, you don't have to bring.
That's correct. And I will tell you, though, even formal night, okay, formal night is anything from a going to church dress to an evening gown and everything in between. And personally, if you put me on a 4-night cruise, formal night is a pair of black capris with a sparkly top and a little pair of gold strappy sandals.
Black capris.
Yep.
Okay.
That's my formal on a short cruise.
And forget this. All right, I think we're just about over, Karen. You've been a terrific guest. I never expected to have clients get so much information.
Anytime, Fran, let me know. I'd be more than happy to come back.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, you've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Neil Haley, the Total Tutor, and I am a huge fan of Ship to Shore with Silverman. I have learned so much by producing this show. It's absolutely amazing. She gets cruise experts from all over the world to learn more about cruises, cruise lines, what's going on cruises. I didn't know anything about it till I've been listening. And specifically, more and more, I'm thinking about, when will I take that cruise? But you can learn more information at Ship to Shore with Silverman. It's on 4 syndicated talk shows so far, and we're looking for more and more places to play the show because it's such an interesting thing. Who would think about having a show all about cruises? But you learn everything that's in the process, from how to deal with travel agents to dealing with the specific parts of cruises. What should we pack? What types of food? Things that you might never think about, but when you're going to go on a cruise, I recommend you listen to this show. And you can learn from all these great experts that come on and tell you little secrets. I never knew that there were speakers on a ship show. I never knew that on cruises. So you can check out more information by going and checking out Francine's show on BBS Radio, PWR Talk, and many other networks. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll listen to more with Ship to Shore with Silverman.
You've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman with your host, talk radio advocate Francine Silverman. And I'm very, very excited to say that the show is now picked up by 4 stations, BBS Radio, Streaker.com, TalkShoe, and PWR Talk. And I have to thank my producer, Neil Haley, because he is the one who is finding these stations, and we work together. I send him stations, he finds them, he calls them, he connects, and now more people can listen to the show, which I'm very excited about. So today's guest was Karen Zaitis, president of Cruise People, and she talked about leisure travel, cruises, and she talked about educating people to become travel agents, and she answered some very general questions about children on cruises, special diets, packing clothes, smoking, and she was a wonderful guest, and every week we interview wonderful guests. So I hope you will listen in. Happy cruising!